eyes are on us. Your eyes are on us this morning. Your eyes are on the little children. Your eyes are on the ones who are feeling feeble. Your eyes are on all of us, Lord, big or small, tall or short, young or old. Your eyes are on us this morning. We celebrate you. We thank you, Lord, that no demon in hell can strike your beloved and maintain. We thank you, Lord, for the beauty of your holiness. We thank you for the strength of your word, the strength of your spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you are so in love with us that you want to set us free. Set us free. Set us free. It's all about you, and it's all about your cross. The message of love for our little ones will go into kingdom land at some point, not now. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for impartation, and I thank you, Lord God, that we are coming into a place where a mighty river is flowing and cannot be stopped in any way, and nothing can quench your love or your power or your raging inferno in this house. Thank you, Lord. These are powerful words, Lord God. They're simple, but they hold weight. Oh. Your arms are wide open, Lord. We praise you. We celebrate you in this new season, this new year. Hey, you're here. You're here. We were created for life. Your life. That's all that matters, Lord. You still the waters, you calm the seas, you put out the raging fires, oh, and you saturate us with your spirit and your presence. Your angels are on assignment and they're released. Hey, we do all things because of love, because of love. Thank you, Lord. Your authority reigns in this house. Your authority. Your goodness. Your mercy. Your tenderness. Right where we are. Whatever's going on, right where we are. Touch us. Touch each one of us, Lord. There's healing in your presence. There's victory in your presence. There's deliverance in your presence. All we need is your presence. Nothing else. Wow. Strengthen. Thank you, Lord. Love is a choice, Lord. We choose to love you this morning. Set us free from the bonds of wickedness. In the name of Jesus Christ, in this house, that any unholy alliances in our lives will be broken now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabashiki. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom. Thank you for the Elijah spirit raging in this place. Thank you, Lord, that no Jezebel can stay. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we release your heavenly aroma and your power and your presence and your authority now in this house. In Jesus' name. Oh, let it be. If you've ever wondered why it's hard to concentrate with all the distraction and all the life that's going around and around you, it's because that's the job of the distractor. Keep us out of the presence of God or desiring Him above all else, above communication, above high fives with our buddies, above anything. And so, yay, God, you press through and always win, Lord, because it's your deal. I want to read a paragraph to you and then show you something quickly. You can get it up, Andy. This is a happy new year to you from children who've been abused, children who are orphaned, have been orphaned, children who've been rescued out of the difficulties of brothels, and all of our children in here, so I won't say any more than that. And these children are singing to you. They're from Northern India, they're from Asia, and before we would put this on the website where all the eyes would have to be hazed out for their protection, we wanted you to see it, our church house, our family. It's sent to you. It's sent to me. And before we see it, from Pastor Benjamin, we do all that we do only because we love Jesus and we want to partake in his sufferings. We want to do all that he did and wants us to do. We want to do only what he desires of us. We need no glory. We need no money or fame. We love people because Jesus died for them. We are sold out to the one we love the utmost, Jesus the King. I need your prayers, which is so very important for me and Adriana in the coming year. I can envision God doing mighty things. His love will be poured out in so many lives of children and young men and young women and more. So many children will be set free. The poor will hear the gospel. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And this morning we celebrate those words that Jesus gave us. And he says, I am the one who brings new life to you. I am the one. Children, all you children in here, he's all you need. He's all you need. He's all you need. And when we learn that, when we receive that, our hearts will be content. Our hearts will be satisfied. We won't worry about somebody stepping on our toes, which means hurting us. We'll go to the one who doesn't hurt us ever, ever, ever. These children are very sincere. We know them. We're going to India again very soon. We know them. We've hugged them. We've cried with them. We've loved them. They're the real deal. They're genuine. Do you know what the ones you're going to see, you know what they did on Christmas? I have to tell you guys. There are 57 in the house that you're going to be seeing right now. And in the northern part of where we go, there are about 104 or 5. But all together in this family, this is a family of kids in 8 different places. But they're under in one family called Redemption, Grace Redemption Ministries. And do you know what they did on Christmas, these 100 and some kids? Or at least maybe the 59 that you're going to see. I'm not sure, 57 or 59. Here's what they did. Let me tell you. Get this. This is the coolest thing. On Christmas, they had a party. Guess what the party was for? Well, it might be a little different. Here's what they did at their party. It's a little different. Listen to this. I think it's a great idea. What they did is that Pastor Benjamin and his wife, Adriana, these little kids, he rented a hall. They have no money. Very little. They have enough to take care of basic needs most of the time. All they trust God for their money every month, every day. Seriously. And what they did is they rented a place and they invited 200 Hindu and Muslim children from around the place that they live, their main house. They invited them and they had a party and they were broken down into groups of 10. And each one of these children, each one of them had a group of 10. And they got to tell the Hindu and the Muslim children of other religions, if you little kids don't know that, all about Jesus. That was their party. And they led them to Jesus. They told them about Jesus Christ and how wonderful he is and how he has set them free. And now they're free to love and they're free to enjoy and they're free to be happy. They really love Jesus and Jesus is their King. Is that amazing? And then after that, I was Skyping, which means I'm on the internet with the leader, and he was telling me, Pastor Benjamin was telling me, that the children kept coming back and ringing the bell. And Timothy, who is there, an older boy, kept talking to Pastor Benjamin, saying, what do I do? Do I let them in? All these Hindu and Muslim children and their parents were coming back saying, who is this Jesus? We want more. The children were doing this. That's our goal in this house. That's the reason for the season. It's the reason for Jesus in our life. To be so filled up with who he is that it becomes natural to tell everybody we're around, no matter how old we are. So let's listen to what they're singing. Amen. Before we release the children, I want to say a couple of things about this. If you have a hard time connecting in with the presence of God, stop and remember this. Stop and remember what the Lord Jesus is doing all over the world, how much he loves you. And I believe when the children are released to go into kingdom land today, teachers, I don't know who you are, but you need to offer them an opportunity to invite Jesus into their lives today. Because the enemy hates that. And we love Jesus. Now, children, you've watched some things up on the screen, and it's always fun to be able to sit there and see something going on. Can you sit a few more minutes and watch something else? How many can do that? How many children can do that with me? You do it? Okay. Well, there's a grandpa that's going to be up on the screen. His grandpa Bob. And some of us on New Year's Eve got to see some things that he was speaking to us and listen to them. But we didn't have everybody here. But Grandpa Bob wants to tell us something that pertains to you. Even if you don't understand fully, I want you to listen, because there's what's called an impartation. It's kind of like this. When your moms and dads or grandparents are really happy, and you walk in the room, and you're feeling kind of mad, but they're really happy and they're full of joy, they're having a good time, it makes it a whole lot easier. And sometimes you just don't feel mad or feel sad anymore, because it feels different. We call it the atmosphere changes. Now, Grandpa Bob, he has a way of speaking to us where things that we may not be able to see, but our feelings on the inside will start to change. It's a big word. I want you to say the word for me. It's called impartation. Can you say that? Impartation. Just the children. Let's hear the children. Impartation. Good. Even the little ones who can't speak yet, they will be in the place where this is released. And all you teachers will be here too. Can't we do this on our own at home? Sure you can. Have fun. But this is corporate. And this is not the one you saw on New Year's Eve. Something else the Lord gave. So, children, I want you to watch him, and I want you to see his eyes. Look at Grandpa Bob on here. Can you do that? How many children are ready to watch? Ready to watch? All the children. Okay. This was taken, actually, this was a prophecy for 2011, and I have a handout to explain it all after when the children are released. We're not going to do that now. But this was down at Morningstar Ministries. And the word, I want you to hear this, the word was for them and anyone who would listen. That's us. And it's very, very timely. Okay, so don't worry about taking notes. I already did that for you. Okay, Andy, let's put it up. And we're trusting that we're ready to start. Can you biggie size that? Here's Grandpa Bob. Nice and loud. Okay. He's a prophet. We'll tell you what that is. He hears from God.
I asked y'all to pay attention on the Day of Atonement on the 17th.
Of September.
So I'm going to share with you what I got.
Put it up, Andy, but please.
Usually I get visions and trances. I got none of that this time. All I heard was the audible word coming into my mind. So I'm going to share that with you. The first thing he said is, make way, not a way. Make way, for the kingdom of God is coming this year. Now, he's saying, make way here. Get out of the way, mind. For the kingdom is within each and every one of you. It's coming forth out of you this year. You're not going to figure it out. It's going to come by faith, coming right out of you, like an effervescence. The second word, I could enlarge on that, but the second word was cast off all restraints. For this is a year to soar. This is a year to go up. This is a year to have those experiences. The third thing he spoke to me was out of the book of Acts. Simon the sorcerer wanted to buy the gifts of God with money. And John and Peter had gone up to Samaria and was laying hands on people, and there was a great imparting tremendous gifts into them. This is a year of impartation. So there was a commission given to those that had been continually maturing this year to impart. So don't be afraid to come and ask some of the leadership here to lay hands on you. But I'm not talking just about Morningstar. I'm talking about the entire body of Christ. This is a year of impartation. And it's a year that God begins to deal with the hireling, those that's in it for the money, false prophets. This man was a false prophet. He was prophesying out of a root of bitterness. And so everything that he would say sometimes would be the truth, but it would be a negative truth. For he was prophesying out of a root of bitterness in his soul that had got into his spirit. And therefore, what he was doing was divining. And a lot of times when this kind of stuff happens, he's speaking Satan's intent for your life. And people that are immature will take that, and it begins to bring that curse into their life. This is here that those curses get broke. And this divining stuff has been spoke over. The body of Christ's life is going to be broken this year. For the spirit of truth is coming in. The next thing he said is there had been a delay. That he'd give promises 2 and 3 years ago. If you've got the 08 shepherd rod, he said to redo it this year in a shepherd rod. Several things in the shepherd rod is going to come forth. One thing that's strong in the shepherd rod is the women are going to come forth. Another way is a carpet is laid in the desert to get you out of the desert. This is a year that he's going to, another in that, this is a year that he's going to begin to separate the precious from the vile in every one of us. It's in Jeremiah. And you can study it. I think it's 15th chapter of Jeremiah. And Jeremiah had been under such oppression that he had started challenging God in doubt and unbelief. I think it's Jeremiah 15:19. So this is all in there. You want to read that? This kind of vile in us, there's the Holy Spirit in us is precious. The Word of God in us is precious. This is a year we get out that which in us isn't precious. It's the doubt, the unbelief, the questioning.
Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me if you take out the precious from the vial. You shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them.
Well, a couple of years ago, the body of Christ went into 2 years of really darkness. In the shepherd rod, it was the year of the ox, year before last. This has been the year of the eagle, having the revelation and not having the authority to do it by. That really brings a frustration. But beginning in this season, it's the year of the lion. You still need the sacrifice, the obedience of the ox. You need the revelation of the eagle, but now get ready for the authority of the lion to come. Especially in praying for one another. You're going to begin to see really breakthroughs this year. In the 08 Shepherd Rod, it's about breakthrough. So start expecting a breakthrough, believing for it. And then another thing, these revelations come back then. The things that you got and the promises you got 2 and 3 years ago, go back to them, write them down, begin to pray them again. For they have been delayed. So if you would go to Jeremiah 12:15, I want you to see he's already preached the message of inheritance here. But this inheritance is not going to delay any longer.
Thus says the Lord, against all my evil neighbors who touch the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. Then it shall be after I have plucked them out that I will return and have compassion on them and bring them back, everyone to his heritage and everyone to his land.
This is what you're saying. I'm going to go now to Ezekiel 12. And I've just shared you with you there. Turn over to Ezekiel 12, yeah. Now, it's something as you were praying, I think there's something we need to do after this, too. For all of these things have been delayed. I believe there's been a delay of Morningstar's finances, too.
Yeah.
And I'd like for you to share this, and then let's pray for Morningstar's finances.
Yeah.
That the inheritance, I know there's promises here. I don't know how I can get 9 things and they happen, and a 10th thing don't. And one of the things I've seen there is prosperity for Morningstar. I think it's a time that this ends.
Yeah.
So if you'll read this other about, it will no longer delay.
And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb that you people have about the land of Israel, which says, the days are prolonged and every vision fails? Tell them, therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will lay this proverb to rest, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say to them, the days are at hand, the fulfillment of every vision. For no more shall there be any false vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. It will no more be postponed, for in your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word and perform it, says the Lord God. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, look, the house of Israel is saying, the vision that he sees is for many days from now, and the prophecies of times afar off. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord God, none of my words will be postponed anymore, but the word which I speak will be done, says the Lord God.
So some of you in leadership here, why don't you come up here?
Put it, just pause it. Don't turn it off. Just pause it. We're going to pray this together. It's about a 2-minute prayer. And I'm going to ask if, is Dylan here? Dylan here. And Cynthia, Troy, come on up. Andy, come on up. Someone's going to have to help Andy back there. We're going to pray this Morningstar. There's a prayer for breakthrough for every person in here. It's a corporate prayer for financial release. And we need it. We need it. We need it. We need it. So we need it for this body. We need it for you individually. Receive this. This impartation will flow right over you. So leaders, come on up here. All right. Yes. Okay. You can go ahead and hit play. We're going to believe for this.
And let's
we're
put a demand on this.
I'm going to put a demand on this.
For it's time that you receive what's needed.
All right.
There, it's time that this holdup stops.
Yeah.
This is our prayer. Receive it for yourself and for this church, this
so
ministry.
I think you are the one to pray on this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Father, we do.
Yes, Lord.
Just join now. You know, if one can put 1,000 to 10,000, let's join seriously. You know, let's, you know, push aside the cobwebs and, you know, just push aside distraction and join with us seriously at heart for this, because this place affects millions literally around the world. And Lord, with all sincerity and all boldness, yes, Lord, we come and we grab a hold of the horns of your altar, Lord God, and
take
we shake, Lord God, and we ask, Lord God, that finance be released in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that everything that has blocked, Lord God, everything that is hindered, Lord, would be broken, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Brass doors that have been shut open in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That abundance would flow, Lord God, down, Father God, to each and every person, every ministry, for every good work, in the name of Jesus. And we declare it, Lord. You said,
Lord,
decree a thing. We decree that
Lord,
it is loosed in the name of Jesus over this house,
yes,
and
Lord,
everyone attached
it
to it.
Receive,
we decree
it from
it
heaven
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
See, when we break through, you break through. We're a family, and we all break through together.
That's right. That's right. In Jesus' name. Oh, whether you felt that or not, it was released in the Spirit in obedience to the Word of God and what He's doing now. And the Lord says, fall underneath what I'm doing, and you are in the safe place. Believe it. There's no room for doubt, no room for unbelief in this season. None. We're going to go over this. The children now are released to go to Kingdom Land, Kingdom classes. And those of you who are in the back can help me. There's a handout for every person. Every teacher who's released needs to have one of these and go through it. Read through. It's very, very powerful. So some people back there can and help us pass those out. That would be great. Maybe get some people to help pass out. Just there you go. So we can do that quickly. Thanks, you guys. And we'll be praying more. Wow. Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Some of us may not totally understand what just happened, and it's okay. Sometimes we just don't have to understand. We just need to flow with what the Lord's doing. And this is called flowing with the Lord. And there's always this transition from the first part of the morning to whatever's happening next. And so people are getting resituated and reestablished. Thank you, Lord. Wasn't that powerful to see the video of the kids in Asia who really love Jesus? Wasn't that awesome? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It was so good. So good. Oh, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Asia. Thank you, Lord, for this ministry that is so powerful. Thank you for the privilege of lining ourselves up. We're actually the covering ministry for Grace Redemption Ministries, and we have a website attached to ours that we have called Redemption. If you go to our corporate website, frontline-ministries.org, our ministry website, then you can go to the main page, and there'll be a link there called Redemption. And you really want to read through there, and there's videos and different things that will explain to you more about this ministry and how we're so privileged to be part of it. We're building a children's center, a compound, going to house 2,000 of these children. Right now there are 630, but we're building that. We're just starting the well. The wells were dug last week, and so we're really in high gear for that and been on Skyping back and forth, just all kinds of things going on the 24 acres that you know about. If you were here a few weeks ago, that were doubled from the 12.5. Wow, God is really amazing, and we're just flowing with what He's doing and what He's saying right now. And He wants us to be amazed with Him. Because this is supernatural living, supernatural release. And if we don't have a heart for supernatural things, we really are missing the heart of the Lord, because He created us to be supernatural. How many believe that in this house? You believe that? You are a supernatural being and you carry the greater one on the inside? Isn't that amazing? We really do. We carry the Spirit of God on the inside. That is amazing, beyond amazing. The Lord wants us to be amazed with Him all of the time. How many of you now have your handout, which hopefully we will have some more left in the foyer? And for those who are just tuning in to this, this handout is a follow-up to Prophet Bob Jones and the message that he was giving for 2011. Took some notes, wanted to highlight these areas so that we are in line with what God's revealing. You know, Bob Jones is amazing. He has trances and visions and taken up to heaven. He actually died once and he went up and he talked to Jesus and Jesus wanted to send him back because he had such work for him to do. It's a very powerful testimony. And so Bob Jones is considered, we call him Grandpa Bob or Grandfather of the Prophetic. He is very highly honored here in this house and around the world. Actually, his wife is from Canton. Amazing. And so he comes and goes from this area. So whenever he is here and there's a meeting available, you know, for us to attend as a group, then we'll let you know. But we were able to attend a meeting that he had a few months ago that was in another church in a different county. And it was for the leaders. It was very stirring. And some of this was shared. But this is a message for all of the body of Christ. And you know, it's really interesting that this message falls at a time right after the new year, because he's really giving it for the new year, although he's following the biblical new year, which started in September at the Day of Atonement. And we'll explain that another day. But he gave that for what we see as 2011, but it's really already in process. So this is the year of the lion, which is amazing. It's like, what, the year of the lion? You see, God is very, very smart. And he understands that we work in timetables, and so does he, and seasons. And so he opens up and prepares us year after year after year, decade after decade, century after century, for what he wants to do and what his purposes are. And he is telling us and has released to major prophetic voices around the world, Bob Jones leading the brigade on this one, is that there's going to be very soon a billion soul harvest. And the Lord's very intentional about that, which means he's very serious. And so what would be the enemy's job? To try to thwart that, which he cannot. But what he can try to do is infect and affect the children of God so that they don't understand, don't take it seriously, don't really care, and are just pretty much wrapped up in life as it is and doing a few good things for the kingdom. And so if he can neutralize us in any way, that's his job, to keep us out of the presence of God. You know, maybe this would be a good year to say to ourselves, I love chaos when it's holy. But when it's not holy, excitement and chaos, I don't want that in my life. Think about that. Sometimes when we come in here and we're starting to worship, you know, it feels chaotic to me at times. And sometimes it's holy, and sometimes it's not. Most of the time it's not when it feels chaotic. But chaotic is a word that we need to be thinking about. Holy chaos means that there's all kinds of things going on. Oh my gosh, that's wonderful. And God's touching everyone. So if something's happening in the back, it's going along with what's happening in the front or on the sides. But if it's not, it's not in order and it's not the Spirit of God. No matter how nice you think you're being or we're being, how friendly, you know, if Jesus showed up and walked down this aisle and we're doing something else, I think he'd be able to get our attention. But see, he does. He walks down these aisles and he's in this place. He really is in this house. He's saying, where's your heart? I'm here. I just want to increase you so you desire me more. I want to increase you so you desire me more. I want to increase you so you desire me more. It's a very simple message. And he just packages it different ways, you know? When we're reading the word, when we're hearing the word, when the word of God is released over ourselves or over this place, do you know that there's power in that and there's life in that? Life. Much life. Life is in that. Life. That means that something happens to you. Something happens to you. Something happens to you. If you stand in the back and you're just kind of having a hard time connecting in, there's probably not a whole lot of life going on. But the Lord is saying, when the Word of God, of Him, He is the Word, and His Spirit is released, there is life. Life. And then we change in the presence because life comes and increases so that we change. The Lord changes not. He doesn't have to. But He says, I love you so much, I want you to. I want to bring change to you so you are just filled with my joy, filled with my fire, filled with my passion, filled with everything that I have for you. I don't want you to miss a beat. I just don't want that for you. I want you to be so captured, so in love. And that even if you had problems last night, problems this morning, and it was just like, wow, the Lord says, plow through in my presence. And in my presence, you're going to see a demonstration of power. And the demonstration of power, it's like, what does that mean? He wants us to come to a place where we're having a collision with Him. Like, wow, not a train wreck, thank you. But if you think about it, what a train wreck looks like, just without, just the, you know, the cars, not the people, but just what it would look like. It's like, whoa, that's explosive, that's powerful. That's like a big deal. It draws our attention. Because it's catastrophic. And the Lord says, I'm coming. I am coming in a catastrophic way. I am coming to wreck you in a good way. To wreck your world. To unleash you. To be all that you're created to be. We got a word from Bob Jones that the women are rising. Glory to God. I never thought I wasn't. However, it's nice to hear. Already then. But the Lord says all of us need to be on that page. Because it's His page. The page of the Lord. And why would He have to say something about the women? Because there was a strategy from the enemy to keep that from happening. It's not that God was saying, okay, I think I'm going to work with the women now. I mean, what the heck? It's been 2,000 years, might as well. That's not it. The Lord says, but there's been a strategy against. And it's been twisted and thwarted. And so women were either really passive or super aggressive, where they rise up with controlling tendencies. And some of that's going on in your houses. I'm telling you now. And speaking to you men. And some of you have wives that are very quietly so strong that they're interrupting the flow of what the Spirit of God is. Maybe not so quiet, but the real Spirit of God. And the enemy loves that. That's why I prayed out in here, not just for that reason, but I also prayed out about what we heard, the word Jezebel. It's like, ooh, don't say that word in this house. Are you kidding? Jezebel is a punk, but Jezebel has powers to be able to infiltrate places. And if people walk around and they don't see, and they're blinded, they embrace what is not of the Lord. There are Jezebel spirits that are actually in family lines. There are Jezebel spirits that are actually deciding or wanting to come and destroy families. And it's not just women. It shows up many times that way. The Lord is looking for confident, godly, kingdom-oriented. I'm after your presence above all else, women. He's looking for women who want to be on the front lines, who want to be so submitted to the Lord that they're going to put what they do behind His presence. And if what we do rises above His presence, we are out of order. So females in this body, males in this body, that is a word for 2011. And that means that we need to take a look at that and say, not on my watch, not in my house, no way. Now, if we have some other weird view of what the role for the male will be, we can embrace that very thing as well. Because Jezebel is control. Control spirit. Strong. Actually over areas. But if we step back, male or female, and say, Lord, I want to walk in the fullness of your kingdom. No matter what it looks like, I want to know what love looks like. And I am going to resist anything that is contrary to love. And then you're in a good place. Any move of God, real move of God, that the enemy wants to try to thwart, will raise up, okay, an enemy strategy will raise up in this day, in this hour, to try to bring division, try to bring tension, and try to bring just edginess in relationships. Lord says, I want you to see, I want you to understand how a woman, how a man, how people, because in Jesus' economy, it tells us that in the kingdom, there's neither male nor female. However, these strong tendencies come right through the family line, and you don't even recognize it. And then if you get a church where you get filled up with people like that, then you've got a problem. Or a church where people won't recognize if the enemy would like to strike in a place, then you have a problem. And we're refusing that in this house, in Jesus' name, because we're walking in authority with the shepherd who carries a big stick. The shepherd's rod is what Bob Jones was talking about. And that's a manual, or document, what do you call it? Pamphlet, booklet, whatever, that he puts out every year that is from the great shepherd Jesus. Through him, he hears very accurately and is very highly recognized for that accuracy. So I wanted to give you that so that you would be praying. Our intercessors are definitely praying that way. Mm-hmm. Need to pray that way in your homes and break any tendencies that you might have where you fit underneath that in any way, because the enemy doesn't want to see that happen. And so if you pray together, husbands and wives, that would be very, very good. We will not have that in our family line. It's not good enough to pray it and then not change. Okay? If you pray it, then you have to change. You have to step in and say, this will change in Jesus' name. And then the Lord says, I will back up the fact that you will have a change of thinking. And the enemy will come generation after generation. You may think, wow, I may have seen that in my grandparents or some other place. Not on my watch. You better be sure by staying connected in the kingdom so that you are able to recognize that stirring that doesn't feel so swell. And the enemy's very serious about it, and he will masquerade and he will hide so that you won't recognize it. And so we're going to be people that recognize, people of the light that want to recognize any strategy or any tendency to rob us of where we're going in the kingdom. And that is one big one. Yeah. It's a very important thing to hear. So think about that. And if you did hear the word, when we pray and when we fast in those areas, then we say, Lord, change me. Change me. I will rise up. Because we can be passive and let it go. And that is just plain foolishness. Because the enemy will take advantage of that too. So if you're really being robbed of your joy and your peace and your presence and you're maintaining, because blessed are the peacemakers, you just want to have peace and everything, but you know something's really wrong, go after it. We need to go to the roots of things to be able to see that which is vile in the spirit be uprooted. Bob just spoke that out. We're going to look at that in just a minute. What does it mean? Something vile? He said, what's precious is the Word of God, and what's precious is the Holy Spirit. Both live on the inside of us. But we're in a season where the Lord is very serious about separating the vile from the precious. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. That's a good word. Okay, can you pick up your handout? Who does not have one? Everybody has one. That's great. Hopefully the teachers do as well. I just included this, and this is for the tape for those who would hear later, that on New Year's Eve, we did have another clip, and I put the address there. So you feel free to watch that one. And then the address of what we did watch here is on there as well, so you can watch it again. You can watch both of them. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And soak in the impartation for yourself, for your family, for this ministry. Soak it in and listen to it. Absolutely carve out the time. If you can't find the time, then you're too busy, period. We're all busy people. Some are busier than others. But God says, if you cannot carve out time to be nurtured and strengthened by me, you're missing something. And there's probably religion there. That's the way it is. Religious thinking says, I don't have time. And then circumstances come up. I'm under that, thought all the time, Lord, I don't want to be too busy for you in any way. What I did on the first page here, these are some of the highlights from the New Year's Eve revelation that we received. And I'm going to glance at those real quickly just to highlight them for the audio tape here, but not spending much time because I'm encouraging you to watch this. But Bob was saying that in Ezekiel 1, which I encourage you to read, again, this is a repeat of what you just heard, 2009 was the year of the ox. Many didn't understand what that meant, but they kept sowing and plowing and running into very difficult times. And what's so interesting is when we met with Bob Jones, some leaders, a couple of months ago, he was saying, those of you who are here, if you've had difficult times in the last 3 years, and I could think of some, and he said, you have made it through. Congratulations, you are survivors, but not with survivor mentality. But he was saying it's been really intense, and there's a lot of truth to that, with the glory always much greater than that. But he was saying 2010 was the year of the eagle, was the year of the eagle, where the seed was constantly sown, even if old seed that you have sown hasn't been answered yet. God is saying that was the year, this past year, 2010, where you sow, you sow, you sow, you sow, you do it, you do it, you do it, you keep moving, you keep growing, you keep advancing, you keep growing up the kingdom kids, you keep doing what you're doing without getting weary. If we get weary, then something's wrong, and sometimes we just stop what we're doing instead of saying, Lord, what's happening in me that I'm getting weary? I can do more if I'm at peace and I'm at rest and I'm at joy with the Lord. I actually do more. It's amazing. I don't understand it, but it's true. I can accomplish more. You see, God is huge. He's saying, don't just take a message like this and then just stop and say, okay, well, then I'm finished on Tuesday through Friday nights. I'm going to sit home. It's not what God's saying at all. He's saying the year of the eagle was when the Lord was saying to us that there's a lot of revelation that's been released in the body of Christ. Eagles are known to be revelators in the sense that they can see what's going on below. They rise above the situation. They actually have blinders over their eyes and they can rise and they can go towards the sun, the S-U-N. And so the eagles that are released can soar above and they have an idea of what's really happening down there and they can avoid their prey. The year of the eagle to soar and to rise. To mount up his wings of eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Praise the Lord for that. But the Lord says, with that, you need the authority of the Lion of Judah to be released. So this is the year of the roar. 2011 is the year of the roar. That means that there's going to be a holy roar, and the enemy will try to stop it. He will bring chaos. He will bring confusion. How? Look for it. When the presence of God, guys, it's growing and growing. You feel this tangible presence. If you're walking around and drinking coffee and saying high five, you're missing something because you're not being touched by the presence. Something's not right. And there's got to be a change and a shift. That's for new and people who've been here, people who haven't been here. I'm telling you, the Lord's saying, my presence is here. Connect in with my presence, my presence, my presence. And then you will step out and be a leader against, in the spirit, holy chaos. It's true. It's really true. And this is the year where Bob Jones says that God's revealing truth. He's revealing greater authority. It's not wonderful. We can expect great and mighty things. Take the heart of the Father. Don't quit. Release faith and petition. Take it back. When we're preparing for the great harvest. Today we're not going to go into Isaiah 22, but we will another day. But I put it on here so you can meditate and you can read through the scriptures and discover some things for yourself. You want some meat? Here's some good meat. This is going to be an opportunity for you to really strengthen yourself and to take some leaps ahead. Fathers and mothers will come forth, lions and lionesses, serving God out of our spirit and not our mind. An impartation is needed. When I was reviewing Romans 1, 9 through 11 last night, which is where Bob Jones was taking this part right here, I was reminded again that the Lord is saying, it's time not just to serve the Lord and connect with our spouses and connect out of our minds, but out of our spirit. Our spirit. And if our spirits are connecting, we're going to be drawn to those who are desiring to connect. And if you're not drawn to those who are desiring to connect, and you're a little edgy or critical or unforgiving or dishonoring, there's an issue, and it needs to be broken now, in Jesus' name, in the beginning of 2011. God's saying, wow, this is great, because if we step in, God's here to back us up. The release, the lion roar of Judah is here to back us up. We just have to recognize it. And sometimes we may need a holy help from someone next to us in saying, this is a message for us here. We need to take a step and change and do something about it, because I'm telling you, these little people that we released to Kingdom Land, the little people in Asia, they're watching and they're picking up the very spirit that's in your house, the very spirit that's in your heart, the very spirit around you. They're picking up, because the Lord says in Romans 1, 9 through 11, that we will honor the Lord and we will speak life into the Lord because of the gospel of the kingdom that is released through our spirit and not our mind. That means this is a great year for release from religion. And no one likes to hear that word, but it is the truth. And it has seeped in. I can see it. We all need to see that and go, no! I turn away, I repent. No, 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 no. I'm telling you, the enemy hates what's going on in this place. He does. But if we get comfortable for 1 second thinking that this message is not for me, I'm telling you, I'm releasing to you a word of truth, and that is that it's going to get more difficult. And the Lord says, I didn't come to bring that. I came to bring a release. So this is a time to step in greater, greater, greater ways in this season and say, this is serious for me. What does that mean for me? What do I need to do? What do I need to see? He'll tell you, but listen. Don't make excuses. This is a good year for this. Yes, Lord, we want the full release of what you're saying. We want your kingdom to come forth in power and in preparation for the billion soul harvest. We know that your finger, the finger of God, is here to release families, cities, and nations. And we are also exhorted to get a big vision for the billion soul harvest. A bigger vision than we have. Bigger than ourselves. Bigger than what's going on even in this body right here. Bigger than that. Every time I connect or reconnect with Asia or Africa and the different ministries that we're part of, or Indonesia or whatever, wherever we're going, I step back and say, Lord, this is so big. He says, I told you I have a big vision. But Lord, how? And he says, big vision, big provision. It comes from me. The release is from me. Do you believe it? Will you step in and receive an impartation for a release? Will you storm the gates of heaven? Will you believe as what you heard on this prayer? Will you believe and say, that's for me. That's for now. I'm not seeing it today, but I'll see it because I believe it and I will have it, and I will not walk in unbelief, and I will not walk in fear, and I will not walk in doubt anymore. No more doubt. I'm sorry. You have a promise for me, and because of you, I'm receiving that promise. And this is the time where any type of holding back from that promise is going to leave. Because I agreed with what Bob Jones said, and I claim everyone. I go back and I revisit and I rethink. How? Like, wow. Okay. Yes, Lord. The worst thing we can do is put a limit on God. And we put a limit on God when we don't believe that the seed of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, lives in us. We put a limit on God. This is what I do. This is what I do. This is what I do. The Lord says, don't you want to do more than what you do? Don't you have dreams and visions that are bigger than what you do and who you are right now? The Lord says they can happen. They can happen, but you have to believe, and you cannot doubt, and you must step in and then change in the midst of that. It's the way it is. You know, I love prayer. I love impartations. Like, let me go. Let me pray. Let me talk. But impartation needs to be received. If there's impartation, that means if someone comes up and there's an impartation of what the Spirit of God is doing right now. He says, will you receive? Or will you just come up going, hopefully she touches me. It's like, no, I come up as a child of the King. I'm ready for impartation. That's what your word says. That's who you are. I want that. I want to unlock anything that's possible for me to have. How? Some of you have been unlocked. And there's been this synergy. It's like, whoa, this flow. It's like kingdom. Wow. But something's gotten in the way. You need to ask what? And maybe it is Jezebel. That's a strong word. And I'm not claiming that or speaking that out over this body, but I'm telling you that division and control and manipulation is powerful and it's strong and it involves critical spirits, critical hearts, and nothing is ever good enough. And I'm telling you that is it's a poison, it's a cancer wherever you go. And Bob Jones said that this is the year where there's going to be an increase for the discerning of spirits. That means that you're going to know. It's like, I don't understand. Why do I feel this way? You're telling me, Lord, what is it? He's going to show you. He's going to tell you. And then he says, you've got to employ my weaponry to be able to engage it, to unlock it, to kill it. Ja, ja. And then it leaves in the name of Jesus because you step in and go, I am on duty. And I have your power, I have your authority, and it is mine, and I'm walking in it. Orphan no more, part one. Orphan no more, part two. For some, that was really important. Those two messages that are online. Others don't really care. That's the truth. Because whatever you really, really want, you go after. It's the truth. It's not about whether you listen to Pastor Mary Pat or not. My feelings aren't hurt. It's not, I don't really care. I mean, it really is about if God's releasing something. It's like Bob Jones. I was searching the internet. It's like Lord was saying, I want to release something over you, your family, your body, your ministry. It's like, oh, great. Searching and searching. What do you want to do? This is it. Yes. Okay, God, let's go. Let's grab it. This is what I am. This is what I want right now. We need the word. We need the word of God. It has so much power to release also the presence of God as we sing here. As we sing and the presence of God is released in greater measure. It's Him. It's not, this presence is not a thing. It's like it's in a capsule somewhere. Like, ooh, now I feel like there's something happening. It's God Himself. His presence is Him. What a wonderful thing to think about. What a wonderful thing. Isn't that just so glorious? Are you excited? Does that excite you? Is it really? How much? It excites me. Oh my gosh, it's so good. I'm excited. There's a corporate impartation that literally unlocks you. It brings new freedom. New freedom. We need freedom. We need to know that the finger of God is moving and that we will not put any limits on God. And this is a year to unlock and to speak into that which the Lord creates. And real leaders of the church will come forth in worship, at the microphone, at a focus group, or whatever it is. The real leaders of the kingdom, the ones who have understanding what the kingdom message will be for their own lives, affecting change, will stand in. And as you are raised up as a leader in your own right, you're going to draw in the masses and people are going to change. People are going to just crumble on the floor in a pile of the stuff that wanted to take them out. And they're just going to be just filled with peace and power and healing and anointing and fire. And it will last. It's true. It's like, wow, that's me. Yay. Alrighty then. That is totally me. So get ready for the authority of the lion. Page 2. Now here's what I took the notes. Now this is more detailed. That was just an overview of what you missed on New Year's Eve celebration, if you weren't here. But I exhort you to not just say, well, that was a nice handout, I don't have time. Go watch it yourself. Sit there, shake as you hear the words coming. They came right from the heart of God, right to Bob Jones, so he could release it over the body of Christ. He heard these words audibly. That means, you know what audible is? Are you listening to what I'm saying? You're hearing. He's hearing that inside, audible. Wow, would you like that? God just says, let me speak to you. How about that one? Boom, 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 boom. So I listen, and I want to know, where are we, Lord? What are we doing? What's the rudder saying in the boat? Bob Jones, prophecy for 2:11, audible word of God coming into his mind. Make way. Get out of the way, mind, for the kingdom of God is coming this year. You won't figure it out, and it will come by faith coming right out of you. Those who are on the verge of great breakthrough in this season are going to be tried and tested. And you're going to probably have some difficult times and probably have been going through some difficult times. That's okay, because the glory that's going to be released is weighty. That means that if we are carrying the very things that Bob Jones was talking about, we will crumble under the weight of that glory. We will not be able to steward everything that God's planning on releasing. This billion soul harvest is right around the corner. God says, it's great to know the year of the ox, the great to know the year of the eagle, it's great to know the year of the roaring of the lion, and what kingdom alignment means and kingdom government, that's great to know. But if we're not moving in it, walking in it, going, sign me up so I can beam up with you, now we'll move much more slowly. The Lord says, do you want to be the lead dog in this? You can be in every way. This is where we are. This is exciting. I exhort you right now, in your prayer times at home, individually and with your family members, start praying into this billion soul harvest. Lord, I want that coming. I want that now. I don't want to just listen to Bethany up here going wild saying, oh, I saw a vision of cars coming into Frontline. Yeah, that's really cool. It's nice. I like it. And it's true. That's not to single her out, but you've heard that message from her before. I wish I was like Bethany. Good. The point is, it's not about Bethany. It's what when the Lord's revealing something, grab it for yourself. Oh, that's mine. Yes. Set me on fire. Nate was up here that right after the retreat that we had in the fall. He was standing right here, and we're singing a song, Set Me on Fire. And this young man is standing here. He's shaking from head to toe. I can't make him shake. He's shaking. That's the fire of God shaking him. If he doesn't guard that inferno, if he doesn't recognize everything else that's going on, which is your job in this kingdom family, older ones, to help a younger one come in and come up. Yeah. Then he may not have all that shaking going on. It needs to continue. The Lord's saying, increase. This is the year for increase. This is the year for increase. Get stirred up. This is increase time. The year of the roaring of the lion. This is great. This is wonderful. Yay. And there's more new people in here. I love it. So welcome. So nice to have you here. I don't know you all yet, but this is great. This is wonderful to have you here. Thank you, Lord. Won't be able to figure it out. Cast off all restraints, for this is the year to soar, to go up, to have those experiences. That means spend time, lay down, be quiet, say, here I am, Lord. Fellowship with others who are like that, who like to drink in his presence, to be intoxicated. Come anticipating and watch the Lord rock your world. Do it at home, do it here, other places or whatever. It's really fun. And the Lord says, I want you to become and stay so connected and intoxicated with my presence that you will be different. I don't know what to do. Good. Lay down and be quiet. Start there. Lay down, lay down, lay down. We're going to have a list. We haven't gotten to it yet, but it's going to be a list for fasting and praying. I can't wait for 2011. My gosh. Paul just asked me the other day, do you have this? It's coming. It's coming. But what a great opportunity. Some of us have people who are experienced in the kingdom heart of God, who do not want to listen. I didn't say hear. I said listen. Get that right. Do not want to listen when there's a revelation or there's a kingdom expression or there's a way of the kingdom that can be explored. There are parts of our lives that we say, yes, Lord, change me. Other parts, don't touch it. You're on my toes. That needs to change. That is religious. For me, and for you, any part where, no, you just don't understand. We can hear somebody say something, but listening and putting something into practice is a whole different animal. It really is. I mean, when I was listening to Bob Jones and you were, weren't you wanting to hear what the Lord said through him? Were you saying, I like number 1, 2, and 3, but not 4 and 5. I'm sorry. Hey, if it's kingdom and it's coming from the Lord, pay attention because it's meant to change you and me. That's why I love that. The prophetic is wonderful, and there are ways of the kingdom, the Lord is saying, with our finances, with our ministry, with our children, with our grandchildren. There are ways of the Father's heart in the kingdom, which may look different than yesterday. The Lord says, are you teachable? Are you correctable? Will you change? Ah. The most change takes place in me personally when I start feeling annoyed. Like, I want to know why. Is it really the other person? Or is it me? Am I unwilling to listen? Am I unwilling to hear? See, God says, do you want the full release of authority? You have it. You've got the seed of the kingdom. You've got Jesus on the inside. Do you want the release? Do you want that? If you want that, you can have that. But you have to be willing to listen. Be willing, be willing, be willing. Okay. Number 3, Simon the sorcerer in Acts 8, 9, 13, and 18. Wanted to buy gifts of God with money, and John and Peter were laying hands and imparting tremendous gifts into people. And this is the year of impartation. You will be imparting. You will receive impartation, and you will release impartation. Here's an example. Cynthia does a lot of counseling. If someone would go to her and she hears something from the Lord, this is an example, and they go, oh yeah, but don't take that, listen, and take it and say, okay, Lord, I'm willing. Here we are, no matter what. Then it doesn't do any good. It's released, it's sowing, it's flowing around out there because it's sowing seed. Cynthia or anybody else would have been sowing seed. And then eventually, eventually that seed will take root. But why? Can I use this one? Are we still being recorded? Are we still recorded, Andy? Okay, so why 3 years from now? Why not now? I think this is the impartation from Bob that we're hearing. Why not today? Why not now? No matter what. We can rise so quickly, so fast. We can accelerate because he's promising. Why? It's the season. This is the year of the roar of the lion. Oh my goodness. You start speaking that to your children or grandchildren. Thank you. There will be such a huge change. Such a huge change. Oh, kids want to hear. And they need to know. And it's not just head knowledge. It's got to be in the heart. Because what you carry spills over them. And sometimes the very things that we are concerned about in our little children can be fixed, if to use the parents' word, more easily than we think, if we know how to battle appropriately. Instead of just praying against things for a child, take a look inwardly. See what's going on. Now, if that makes you uncomfortable, please enjoy the process. Because I will tell you, I have to do it myself with my own children and my own grandchildren, and they know me. And, you know, there's things that I did that I had a revelation about. They were all good. Or it's good, a happy family. But I have much more revelation now. And because of that, I would do things differently. Because of more revelation. And next year, more so. And the year after that, more so. I want to flow with the Spirit of God and what the Spirit of God is doing. We need to look back at what we decide is our normal for our lives. What is my normal? My normal is what I saw in the past, what I'm comfortable with, or is my normal what the kingdom is all about and what God says right now, on my watch, right now. We need to examine these things so that our normal in our families for 2011 will be kingdom normal. And they need to be. We need to look at these things, talk about them. And don't go by reactions of children, grandchildren, aunts, uncles. Don't go by that. Well, if I do this, she will do that. That's wrong thinking. It's wrong thinking. Well, if I don't do this, she or he will do or won't do that. That's also wrong thinking. It's backwards. Is releasing time, I really believe, for us on the front lines in this season. Thank you, Lord. So Bob was speaking today about the root of bitterness in the soul of Simon the sorcerer, going back to Acts 8, 9, 13, and 18, and that the mature ones to impart at that time, of course, would be John and Peter laying hands and imparting tremendous people. And the mature ones at that time were well acquainted with the discerning of spirits, and they understood that something was trying to infiltrate to rob this happening of impartation, release, of the laying on of hands, of release over people for their gifts, abilities, talents, anointings of God, favor of God, words to unlock them, to take them out of their prison. And Simon the sorcerer said, oh wow, look what they're doing. I'm going to see if I can do the same. But because of the motive of the heart, and because of the woundedness of the heart first, that probably was mixed in or formulated through this motive. That Simon the sorcerer was actually working in a divining capacity. That means with divination. That means with his mind. It's not enough anymore to say, well, that was probably a religious attitude. Doggone it. We need to see if there's any kind of spiritual connection with that. We really do at this point. In our prayers, in our families, is there anything? Why? Because we see angels in this place. There are angels that show up here in our house, in your houses and in this place. Why not demons? Come on. I'm not majoring on that, but it's true. So we really need to be smart, and we need to recognize that when something's going on, there could be a source from 6 months ago or 2 years ago or from a generation ago that will come and try to mask itself so it looks a certain way. And then we look at it and go, oh, I'm just so unhappy. I got to change. Let me go right back to it. We go right back to something. That's a real good indicator. Ding, ding, ding. Why? We need to ask those whys and not be content until that why is answered by the Lord and there's freedom to be had. We want to walk with the fullness of the roaring of the Lion of Judah in this season. So we need to be real about this and say, okay, God, I'm ready. When Bob Jones talks about separating the precious and the vile, that's huge. It's like, all right, what does vile look like? Now we sing, what does love look like? And we see pretty pictures of little girls up on the screen. And then we see Jesus dying. And that was very powerful. Very good. I loved it, didn't you? I searched for 2 hours for that. I couldn't find anything that was, in my opinion, worth its salt. And I saw that. I was like, whoa, that is amazing. You're an amazing God. We can do things like that in this house. Do we have vision for it? Maybe now. But it was really powerful, wasn't it? Yeah. But what does vile look like? What does love look like? What does vile look like? We need to know the difference. But when we know the difference, when we are walking in the precious and we're walking in the holy, it becomes so real to us that the vile raises up and becomes apparent. And it might be apparent to you parents. It might be apparent to a spouse. It's like, well, now what do I do? You better learn how to pray. Because the only thing that can happen really is an unlocking of that prison. But Bob Jones says, this is the time. This is the period. This is the season. There'll be an unlocking. And there's different ways for that to happen. Yay, God. Oh, I love this. Isn't this wonderful? No false prophets here. No hirelings here. The spirit of truth is coming in. I heard Christy say, amen, when we were sitting up here and she heard that. Spirit of truth is coming in. Wow. And we heard truth all morning in worship. It was amazing. The power and authority released in this house. The Lord says, but do you recognize that I'm here? There has been delay. God gave promises 2-3 years ago that have been delayed. Of course, women will come forth. Carpet is laid in the desert to get you out of the desert. And he will begin to separate the precious from the vile in every one of us. According to Jeremiah 15:19. Again, we're just piggybacking what he said. And I hope that was taped. And you taped Bob Jones, so that could be part of the message. Great. Holy Spirit and Word in us is precious. And this is the season. Whatever's not precious, it goes. If there's a weakness in us that might have come when we were hurt or injured, maybe a weakness of some kind, or there was a weakness when we were small that developed, do you know until that is completely and totally settled, in the spirit, you will be bothered by that in one way, shape, or form. Sometimes it's seasonal for people. Sometimes when it's an anniversary or birthdays or, you know, some type of holiday or something like that, something will shift and change. Why? Because there's the tie even before that. And God says, we need to take a look at those areas because those weaknesses can open us up to an attack from the enemy that we're not even seeing because our emotions are not fully healed in a particular realm. We set ourselves up to get hurt or to get bumped, thinking we're doing well. God's saying, listen, this is a time for maturity. This is a time to listen. This is a time to allow the Lord to examine so that we can be really free. Free, 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 free. Free to fly and free to hear the roar of the lion and to carry the roar of the lion. In number 5 down at the bottom, the one thing to highlight, because I have already said it, is that in 2010, the year of the eagle would also represent revelation without authority, and that can bring frustration. I have personally talked to many of you in here who have said those very words to me. Virtually, I have felt this frustration. It's like, ooh, I want to break through, but it's just like, ugh. And there's something there. And so we talk and we pray and we try to work through that. But the Lord is saying, with that revelation, I want you to understand and walk in the fullness of that authority. Not just say it, not memorize the word A-U-T-H-O-R-I-T-Y, but actually have it. Have it released. There's no greater joy than to walk in and see something just, bam, change because you have entered the scene. And little children, I'm telling you, they're so sensitive. They pick these things up real quickly. Did you notice, for the most part, they could sit and listen to Grandpa Bob Jones? Why? Because it was spoken out. There was an expectation that they could do this. Amazing. It can happen. But we have to recognize, we have to understand what honor looks like so that we can help little ones move into that. Even if they're not getting it, they don't understand it. They were here and they received the impartation. It went right into their little souls. That's why we did it that way. Let us learn what we can do, what we really can do in this year. Especially in praying for one another, there will be great breakthrough. And we are to believe for and expect breakthroughs. Go back to the promises and pray them again. For many have been delayed. And Heritage won't be delayed any longer. And we'll look at Jeremiah 12:14-15 in a moment. Because the Lord is saying, think of anything in your life that you have felt that there's been delay. Anything, whatever it is. All right, this is a time of expectation. All right, I have not had boom, 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 boom. I'm waiting for it, praying for it. I want to see it in this season, in this year. This is it. And when you have those kind of breakthroughs, you have one, you go, whoa, there's more, there's more, there's more. Relational, financial, personal, it will change. You know, when the presence of God is rising and we're worshiping, you're standing next to someone and another person isn't able to worship because they're bound by the very religious thing that is right next to them. Something's wrong with that picture. The Lord is saying that needs to go. And when we recognize that as a body, then we will say no and we will press through. And then the presence of God will continue to raise. And that squirrely thing won't be able to stay because people carry squirrely things. But we have to recognize it and go past it. And many times the Lord will set us up right next to people who it's like, I can't move, I can't move. Good. So what are you going to do about it? You can move. Because any squirrely thing is meant to be released. And we love people, but squirrely things need to go. Things need to change. Things really need to change in 2011. Oh, this is so wonderful. Ezekiel 12, delay of finances ending prosperity for us now. Put a demand on this word. Time to receive what's needed and a time that this hold up stops. It is the time. Thank you, Lord. Now we're going to look at this prayer again. I was typing as fast as I could. It's like, whoa. So I was trying to get the prayer. It's not fully there, but most of it is. With sincerity and all boldness, Lord, we grab hold of the horns of your altar and we shake. We ask that all finances be released and that all that's been blocked would be hindered and broken. All brass doors shut to open in the name of Jesus. We decree that abundance will flow down to each and every person, to every ministry, for every good work in the name of Jesus. And we declare, Lord, and we decree that it is loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree it in the mighty name, which is the corporate anointing. And when we break through, you break through. This was the last word that the gentleman from Morningstar gave. We are a family, and we all break through together. So if Lawrence and Cynthia have a financial breakthrough, we all break through together as they declare it, okay? As your pastors have a financial breakthrough, we all break through together. Pray for them. Let me tell you something. The devil tried to kill us in 2009. He didn't win, did he? He also tried to kill our finances because he wanted to take us out physically and destroy us. And he's not doing that either. But pray and declare and decree. Because that was one expensive ordeal. $16,000 to fly from one hospital to the other, and I don't even remember the flight. And that's just the drop. You see, we have to be smart. We have to be wise. Sow into good soil. This year, 2011, sow into good, fertile soil. I'm ahead of myself. Sow and expect the return on your investment. And then it flows out to all of us. And then finally, additional thoughts. It's not totally finally, because I know how you are when she said finally. Additional thoughts. This is the year of the independent spirit in 2011 leaving. The end of the independent spirit, where the team approach and interdependence really becomes a reality. Yes, independent thinking, independent heart, independent spirit, calling it something that it's really not, but really recognizing that in and of ourselves. And not really being 100% wholeheartedly desirous of the team approach from the perspective of the kingdom. Not our perspective, but what God says. And when he says it, you feel the synergy. You feel the flow. It's like, this is working. Wow, it makes sense. It's like being at a birthday party in your, let's say, your dining room or something, and you've got all your family members around. And they're celebrating together, and somebody starts to tell a story, and the other one starts to listen and laugh, and then there's this flow where everybody at that moment is getting along, and they're preferring one another, and the jokes are coming, the cake comes in, the ice cream comes in, and at that moment, it's like, it couldn't be better than this with my family. They're all smiling, all laughing, defenses are down, nobody's thinking about their own deal, what they're doing, what time they have to go, what time the nap is of the child, or whatever it would be. Right at that moment, everyone is flowing because it's a kingdom happening, and you just love it. It's like, I want this to go on forever. You see, when we have the team approach and the desire for interdependence, then we will not only say, tell me what you see, tell me what you think in here, but we will receive. There will be a listening that takes place and an unleashing and an unlocking. There will be things that will fall off because God designed it that way. That's family. And the Lord's saying, this is what family can be here in this house and to be expanded to the four corners of the earth. Are you encouraged today? This is God, good stuff. This is the Lord. Thank you, Spirit of God, releasing that. And let's look at these. I also printed off the scripture so that you could review this again. And they read them out loud, which is so cool, so we don't have to do that. But look at them. Look at the last verse, the last line of verse 15 in Jeremiah 19. 15, 19, I'm sorry. Jeremiah 15, 19. It says, but you must not return to them. We have to recognize where we have returned, what has been released, what has been revealed, and what... and that we will not return to them. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them. Okay, flip over to the last page. And Andy, we're actually going to put up the holy is the Lord thing. Okay. New King James Version of Jeremiah 12, 14, and 15. They were reading both, but Bob didn't say that, so I wanted you to have both of these. This is really, really powerful. I will return and have compassion on them and bring them back, everyone to his heritage and everyone to his land. The Lord is the one who plucks them out of the land and plucks out the house of Judah from among them. He says, when I have taken these things out, I shall release fully the inheritance and there shall be no turning back. I will have compassion, bring them back and everyone to his heritage and everyone to his land. And then finally with Ezekiel 12, it's verse 21 through the end. The Lord is telling us, son of man, what is this proverb that you people have about the land of Israel, which says the days are prolonged and every vision fails? Tell them, thus says the Lord God, I will lay this proverb to rest and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. The days are at hand. You should put a mark by that. And the fulfillment of every vision. The days are at hand and the fulfillment of every vision. The days are at hand. Things are happening right now. The Lord is saying, I've given you a vision. I give you provision. And that includes training your hands to war and to battle and knowing what that looks like and stepping in faster, quicker. Remember last week when I was preaching about Jesus being able to elude those who were going to stone him? He was exuding the power and the presence of the Father heart of God so he could elude the enemy that was trying to stone him and take him out. How true is that? Lord, that's what we want in this season. Thank you, Lord. The days are at hand and the fulfillment of every vision, for no more shall there be any false vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord. Circle it. I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. It will no more be postponed. You have a prodigal you're waiting for? Claim this. Go to the Lord in prayer and fasting and say, no more being postponed. This is the day. This is the hour. You see something that's vile, and from the kingdom heart of God, he says, stand against it. It will fall. And when you do, it will fall. Stand. Having done all, stand. But the Lord says, having done all. That's what Ephesians 6 tells us. We need to stand, and having done all, it will fall. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, grab it for yourself. Thank you, Lord. O rebellious house, I will say the word and perform it, says the Lord God. Again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, look, the house of Israel is saying, the vision that he sees is for many days from now, and he prophesies of times far off. Therefore, say to them, thus says the Lord God, none of my words will be postponed anymore, but the word which I speak will be done, says the Lord God. As we watch, as we listen to Holy is the Lord, and we end and close here, let the Lord reveal to you what he's saying personally to you in this season. Do not leave here, would be my encouragement, without an encounter where you hear what he's saying, and you can hear. You know him. If you don't know Jesus, today is the day. If you don't know him personally, you're not sure. We're not going to make you do something, stand on your head or anything, but if you're not sure and you want to know him, will you just put your hand up in the air, just right where you are? If you're not sure, if you really are connected with him and you have the life of God living on the inside of you, is there anybody here? Huh? Well, we'll ask that again after we watch. Okay, and listen.
Thank you.
Just wondering if the worship team can come up, if it's possible to, we could sing Lion of the Tribe of Judah. We could hear the rhythm of his heartbeat. And I really believe that as we close with this, that any delays in your own mind or your heart that the Lord's been revealing to you, or anything else that you've been touched by through this message, I believe that the chains are already falling off, and that the impartation, there's been a release over us from the Lion of Judah for greater release of authority for every area of our lives. But as we as a corporate body end this morning singing together, I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I really believe that we will also strengthen the alignment with the word that's been released for 2011. So I pray and trust that that's something that you can believe God for right now as we just finish up, because we can hear the rhythm of his heartbeat. We can hear him padding around, and he's saying, today is a new day. Today is a new day. Yeah. I think they're going to sing it.
I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear.
People, get ready! Jesus is coming!
People rocking round with their fingers in their ears, sing la da 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 da. I don't wanna hear the sound of the coming King. There's people rocking round with their fingers in their ears, sing la da 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 da. I don't wanna hear the sound of the coming King. People, get ready! Jesus is coming. People get ready. Jesus is coming. People get ready. Jesus is coming. He's alive. 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 People get ready. Jesus is coming. People get ready. Jesus is coming. People get ready. Jesus is coming.
I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He's doing a new thing. So we're singing a new song. Yeah, he's doing a new thing. So we're singing a new song. He's not a baby in a manger anymore. He's not a broken man on the cross. He didn't stay in the grave. And he's not staying in heaven forever. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. People get ready. Jesus is coming. People get ready. Jesus is coming. People get ready. Jesus is coming. Once again, I'm gonna shake everything that can be shaken. Once again, I'm gonna break everything that can be broken. Once again, I'm gonna shake everything that can be shaken. Once again, I'm gonna break everything that can be broken. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? 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 Are you ready? Are you ready? People get ready. Jesus is coming. People get ready. Jesus is coming. People get ready. Jesus is coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. 'Cause he's alive. 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 People get ready. Jesus is coming. People get ready. Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Once again, I'm gonna break everything that can be shaken. Once again, I'm gonna shake everything that can be shaken. Once again, I'm gonna break everything that can be broken. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? 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 People, get ready. Jesus is coming. People, get ready. Jesus is coming. He's 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 coming.
He's coming back again. Yeah.
He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I can hear the rhythm of Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming.
Keep your eyes closed right now. Thank you, Lord. That we could ascend together, Lord. Just take us. Take us into that heavenly place, that heavenly realm. Yes, Lord, you're doing a new thing. You're doing a new thing. You're doing a new thing. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. On the throne of David, and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness. From then on and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. Is perfect peace, Father. In your presence is pure righteousness and holiness. In your presence is mighty purity. In your presence is healing and deliverance. We agree with the release of powerful authority today to set in motion what you have already begun. And we thank you for the completion of your mighty power and work. Today is a new day, and we declare your freedom, your Father's heart. To exist, to live, to love at the highest level of supernatural living to be had. For the release of your holy fire, your raging, consuming inferno of great and mighty raw power to move through us, upon us, and be released by us. As your children, as your sons and daughters, with ardent zeal, with no constraints. Today is a new day. Today is a new day. Just breathe him in right now. Our healing's going on in this room right now. I see a picture of it looks like a right leg, but there's another one next to it. There's been pains in your legs. I don't know what this cause is or the disease, but I see a release right now. The legs are straightening and the inflammation, swelling is going. Jesus. I hear the word thyroid. Whoever has had a thyroid issue or problem, the Lord's healing you right now. I hear the word stenosis. Lord says, I am freeing you from that. If that's you, you can let me know afterwards. Some stenosis. you've heard that word, because that's not a word that I commonly use, but I'm hearing that. So whatever that means to you, Lord, do it. Just so it's in the tape, Pastor Bill said he saw Jesus standing beside a person, putting his hand on their neck. Be healed of that. See a spine being straightened in vertebrae. It seems as though there's been missing vertebrae. Just call forth and agree with the creative miracle to bring new vertebrae in. That's you. Receive that. Weakness in the left arm or left wrist. Thank you, Lord. Let's take it. Carpal tunnel syndrome. That's you. Anything in the elbow? Weakness in the muscles. Arthritic, any arthritic condition, any restriction of movement whatsoever. Yeah. The hand in the wrist, elbow, shoulder. Yeah. Just reach up and take it's yours. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, 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 Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep praying till you feel a release from the Holy Spirit. Where we just close today, we praise you for everything that you have accomplished, that you have shown up. We thank you, Lord, for a new beginning for 2011. We thank you, Lord, for the seriousness of this joyful message. We thank you, Lord, for the release of your kingdom. And thank you for completing your healing. In Jesus' name. Be blessed. Have a great week. See you Tuesday. Pray for others. Look for others to pray for. God will back you up. It's a big step. Thank you. God bless you all. Don't forget to release your tithes and offerings in the box in the back.